Shale, new single of theirs called Don't Believe It, band from Cardiff, and the wonderful Nfamdi Koyate along with Griff Rees on that immersive, beautiful track Kadala Dre. Folks, we are coming up to the second hour of the show, or the second half hour anyway, and joining us really shortly, we're going to shift gears and move to Toronto, actually. I caught up with a band, an artist recently called Liz Uninvited. I went at her show, Invited, and we did a little interview backstage. If you really like folk music, kind of singer-songwriter music, and something in the vein of Elliott Smith, you're going to really like her work. It's quite personal, it's quite introspective, and she joined us to talk about it. And this was also a bit of a live session, because I can bring you a couple of live tracks from her show. She played us, or the songs that you're going to be hearing from her set, performed at the Piston in Toronto. One is a song called Mr. Fox, another one is a song called Oh, the OCD song, and there's a new unreleased song that doesn't really have a name yet that she also played us, that's at the end of this set. But before that, I'm gonna leave you with one last set of Welsh language and Welsh music. I'm gonna play us some music from Heather Jones, who was one of the pioneers of this kind of alternative protest folk kind of music coming out in the 1960s. She was one of the original people, you know, the protest folk singers that protested for the rights of the Welsh language, for the language movement, and was one of the first artists to record at Sign Studios, which was the first independent studio set up in Wales. So all really cool stuff, and you know, she was doing that kind of garage rock thing quite a lot in the 70s, and she has a song called Jowl, J-I-A-W-L, from that period that I'm going to be playing us. And then I'm going to throw us to something that's brand new, a new single by the rapper Sage Todds called Ray, which we're going to be listening to. Also, just really cool guy, Sage Todds, raps bilingually. And I'm going to finish this set and our wrapping up of Welsh Language Music Day, Dydd Music Cymru for this year, with some music by Kim Horn, just as a bit of a reminder. It's an older song. Now, Kim Horn have a bit of a connection with some of the artists we've played on the show before, because the singer in the band Iwan Rion used to be the singer in a band called Array, whose guitarist Lloyd Steele we heard from earlier today in the show. But this is an old song of theirs called Mr. English, and it's just a kind of, like, you know, it's kind of a commentary on colonization, on the sort of home crisis in Wales, where a lot of people in England, a lot of rich people in England, seem to have second homes in England, and that's been pricing out Welsh people from even living in the cities. And you know, the kind of loss of the Welsh language and everything kind of gets captured in that song. You can hear a little bit of it through the lyrics. And then when we come back, we'll be here with Liz Uninvited. So look out for that. Thanks so much for joining me today. I'm going to leave you in the safe hands of Heather Jones, and this is me signing off. I'll do it in Welsh. So hwyl fawr, a nosta, good night.
Ciao. Does gen ti ddim hal i roi pobol yn y cael. Does gen ti ddim hal. Ciao. Does gen ti ddim hal i roi pobol yn y cael. Does gen ti ddim hal i roi pobol yn y cael. Ti'n bach gen gypsy yn llunky whisky, tequila, gerd drws. Ti'n fy siwr.
I got its laser. Way too stressed out, alopecia. Ask my bars for a hyper taper. Manifestation, I cannot chase her. Racist, knocking on my door from young. Fist not forced for a joke, man. Kicks not taught for a blood clot hater. Excalibur, I don't hold sabers, but I can't speak on him and his neighbors. Almost slapped up a whole caretaker. Youth club, run a man out. Fan did no cine world trips. Bumping the train from the north to the west and the south. When I land down, know I'm about. I'm a local star whenever I'm in town. Underachiever, overachieving. Tell Miss Jones, come look at me now. Ray, Ray. Man carry, I can dogs, I carry bobbing, guiding day. Ray, Ray, ain't got no time for games. What even in or out, it all ran in the galley gray. Ray, 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 look what I'm on today. Use that they know the face, big boy, my name's they holding weight. Ray, 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 round here, that's what they say. What even in or out, it all ran in the galley gray. Till on a mic when I'm ground up and feeding me through his team and handle. Give tight on another with him, this bros on Western Ambro. Come Roddy, oh no, he's not. Shut up, this ain't no panto. I'll slap you quicker than Hitman. Agent 47 doing Hitman. Try, oh, try, oh, try. Turn of a mob if you're not gonna go. My point, I'm not a small call. Tori drew a hood over near door. Mr. Ford, your D-Shad net with cars with 2004. Finished it in this shop, twin. I think on no carpet, there's nails on the floor. Nails and the nails and I still speak more Welsh and Garabell. And I'm sex, I'm selling, I'm bars, I'm spraying. Whole live show bang, I'm entertaining. I'm running pace in my hand, no stand up, bro. Don't lie down, do not play when I'm turning a cheek. I only got two so far up, some hands right quick, then pray for them. Ray, Ray, hoping we need and Ray. Man carry, I can dogs, I carry bobbing, guiding day. Ray, Ray, ain't got no time for games. What even in or out, it all ran in the dally gray. Ray, 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 look what I'm on today. Who's that they know the face? Big boy, my name's they holding weight. Ray, 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 round here, that's what they say. What even in or out, it all ran in the dally gray.
Downstairs, I say very politely, downstairs in the Piston in Toronto, and we're joined by Liz Uninvited, or rather Liz Uninvited minus her band, after her set. Hello.
Hello.
How's it going?
It is going. I'm good. How are you?
You've just come off stage and everything. Your set was amazing.
Thank you so much. Oh my gosh.
You've just stepped off stage, like the adrenaline's still going and everything.
I had no adrenaline this time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just calmness.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. It was all just good vibes out there.
Perhaps.
Yeah. Well, why don't you introduce yourselves to our audience?
Hello, I am Liz Uninvited, and yeah, I'm a musician from Toronto. I play indie folk alternative music, and I have a backing band, so we just played a show.
Mm-hmm. Very much invited to this interview.
Yeah, it's really off-brand for me, so.
So you've been making music for a couple of years now. I think you started releasing music in 2023.
I did.
And since then you've had, like, this is in 3 years' time, you've had three albums out, which is pretty prolific.
Oh my gosh. Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, like, what's your writing process? Like, what do you kind of try and put across in your music?
Honestly, I'm very spontaneous. So I just be working in bursts whenever I get the idea. I'll just sit down and I'll take my guitar, I'll take the voice notes app, whatever, voice memo on iPhone, and I kind of just go at it until I come up with something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, normally I kind of just write when I feel uncomfortable with something or I want to process something and I don't really know how to make sense of that. I've gotten more comfortable with writing even when I haven't, like, made sense of what I'm writing about. So yeah,
it kind of works itself out through
exactly
music.
Yes, I just put it out there.
But what I also love is, like, your music seems to almost document, like, your everyday life. Like, you were telling us on stage about your song Mr. Fox, which is just kind of like you walking around having a little experience with the little fox and just deciding to write a little song about it and recording snippets, like almost like field recordings with this fox.
Yes. Yes, I do that a lot, I guess. I'm very random when it comes to music. I'm very spontaneous. Whatever I think, I kind of just throw into it, you know?
Also, tell us the fox stories.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
For the interview's sake.
Yeah, okay. So I was basically coming home from the movies, from the bus stop, and this fox jumped out of the bushes, and it started walking to my house, and I was like, where are we going? So we were going to my house, and I knew that, like, by the time I would have gone upstairs and gotten it, like, an offering of some sort, it would have been gone. So instead, I just took out my phone and I recorded the noises it was making. It sounded like a monkey, but it's a fox. And I just put that in the song. I made a song right after that happened. And yeah, I put that in the song, and the rest was history.
It looks like the fox had a little offering for you.
Literally mm-hmm. made me my most popular song, I guess, you know?
Emerging from the gates of Mother Nature.
Is this your third album? It's called I Don't Have to Do Anything.
Yes.
Love the album title. It's very laid back, chilled out.
Thank you.
You know, relaxed.
Thank you.
What were you, what's the kind of idea of this album?
Well, I actually gave it the title I Don't Have to Do Anything because, like, up until April of last year when I graduated college, I always had to, you know, put other tasks and responsibilities before I actually got to do what it was I wanted to do, which was music and art. And I mean, it's very hard to juggle what you love with things you don't love because, I don't know, at least me, again, I work in bursts, so it's either I'm doing what I love or I'm not doing anything at all. So I don't know how I graduated, to be honest. But yeah, I kind of gave it that title because I was like, well, this is the first time ever in my life that I don't have to answer to anyone. I don't have to do anything. So those songs are just kind of like a collection of the songs I was sitting on for like since 2024 and that I finally got around to recording, releasing. And yeah, it's kind of how it came together.
When you finally have like the full power to just do anything you want and you're not answerable to anyone, what comes out is this really awesome music.
Thank you. Oh my God.
And there's a song on the album, your OCD song,
yes.
It's called
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's one of the standout tracks from the album.
Thank you.
And there's a lot of cool stuff going on in there. There's like the double tracked guitars. Like I'm hearing a little bit of Elliott Smith on there.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah, there are a lot of influences on that song, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So tell me about that song. Like that's clearly very autobiographical as we were talking before we started recording the interview.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So yeah, that song, I have been experiencing or dealing with OCD since like my entire life and I never like would, that was actually the first time I made a song about it explicitly, like referring to it. Because before it's kind of like, if I actually said it out loud, that would mean it's real. And I don't really want people to know my business. And I also just don't want to be exposed like that. But I wrote it when I was going through a pretty intense period of relationship OCD, which is a really common theme. It's a really common theme of OCD that like nobody talks about. And so I wrote that song and I was like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to write this because I can't like, why am I an artist if I can't be honest about what it is I'm making art about, what it is I'm going through, what I'm trying to process. So mm-hmm. I wrote that song and we put together a music video for it, which is like the most like advanced type of music video I've done so far. I had a great team with me. I had Adiola, I had Matthew, I had Yasith, and we took that song, made a short film music video out of it, and it's on my YouTube. A little bit about the music video. Oh my God, tangent. So yeah, that music video is kind of like a part two of an existing music video of mine. The existing music video is called Mom, and Oh the OCD song is the sequel to that music video / song. And in the OCD song music video, I'm handcuffed to the personification of my OCD. I name him William, because that is what my therapist told me to do. So that's what's going on in that video, and it's just portraying my experience with OCD, pure O, which is like the internal kind of OCD where the compulsions are not outwardly expressed.
Externalizing everything.
Yes, exactly.
Which is kind of what music is for anyway.
Yes, true.
I'm
another song of yours that is really cool called No Better. That really
no
just
best.
Yeah, No Best. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That just kind of has like there's so much going on in that song. There's a lot of things being referenced. Tell me a bit about that song.
So yeah, that song is actually like a pretty random song of mine because I just wrote it kind of, it wasn't really about me explicitly. It's kind of just like I wrote it about like what a know-it-all would kind of be, mm-hmm. and how know-it-alls get what's coming to them because you can't know everything at all times. Like there has to be room for improvement. There has to be room to grow. So I just wrote, yeah, I wrote that song about know-it-alls and how they're really annoying.
Love that though. Like it's just got the whole like that flow, almost like flow of consciousness kind of lyric work. That's pretty hard to nail down, like when you're dealing with so many lyrics, you know.
Thank you.
It's easy to just like take one really good chorus, repeat it like 5 times,
mm-hmm.
and then to actually get all that stuff out is that's mm-hmm. like good lyrical work.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay, so you've got stuff coming up. You're opening for Pony.
Oh my god, yes.
In a little while this month. That's a pretty big show.
Yeah. Oh my god. Yeah, that was actually pretty funny. My bassist sent me their I don't know what it's called. I think this post from their promoter, and they didn't have an opener. Like, it said that their opener's canceled or something. So, yeah, my bassist just comes in clutch, like, at the right time. So, yeah, he sent me the poster, and now we're opening for Pony. So
it's a pretty big gig, yeah.
Yes.
I feel like there's been an evolution of your sound over the last, like, you know, it starts off pretty bedroom recording. It's just you alone. But then when you go out on stage like you did today, it's just like you've got the energy, you've got the full band. And I feel like we're going from maybe Elliot Smith to even like Slint to a little bit of like the Raincoats and stuff like that. It's getting kind of like experimental too.
I agree. I definitely agree. There's been there are limitations to recording everything in your bedroom.
True.
So yeah, I had to optimize it with the band, and I think it's really cool how it sounds all together rather than, you know, me just playing by myself on my acoustic like mm-hmm. it's always been.
And so the live band is here to stay, and is it going to get any bigger and things like that?
Who knows? Honestly, I would like a backup vocalist at some point. Maybe not right now because I think that would stretch everything a little too thin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I'm happy with how it is. They're my homegirls. So
shout out Greg.
Yeah, shout out Greg, shout out Colin, shout out Ben, divas for life.
And what's coming up next for you?
So wow, okay. I'm actually gonna be going to LA this month. I'm
exciting.
Yes, it's my first time going to LA. I'm gonna be shooting a music video. Two music videos actually, but I can only really talk about one of you know what, fuck it, I'm gonna talk about both of them. I'm gonna be shooting a music video for the first song on the new album that just came out for Forward, and it's gonna be with this director who some people may or may not know. His name is Rossellini Harris. He directed some of Elliot Smith's biggest videos, and yeah, I'm so happy we get to work together because yeah, that's insane.
Are you gonna pick his brain about like Elliot Smith stuff?
Of course. It's gonna be an Elliot Smith trip. Don't play.
Little pilgrimage, go down to Alameda Street, all that kind of stuff.
Fully. Silver Lake.
Shout out Elliot Smith.
Yes.
And to leave us with one last thought, what inspires you to make music?
Honestly, kind of just like everything. I guess nature is a big one, and also just feeling like I don't really belong anywhere, so it's kind of just my way of expressing myself without having to tell everyone what I'm about.
Love that. And I want to get our plugs in as well, just because you've been talking to us. And
sure.
I love your Fox merch and all like cool artwork that you do.
Thank you.
So plugs to the socials, to the band camps, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so my band camp is actually linked in my bio of my Instagram. I'm Liz Uninvited on Instagram, and I have a tremendous link tree in there, my art portfolio, my Bandcamp with my merch, YouTube, Spotify, all that. So yeah, check it out.
Awesome. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Oh my gosh.
This is an unreleased one. Seeking love. Got everybody reaching.
Hi, this is Liz Uninvited, and you're listening to CFRC Radio.
Woo!
Yeah! Oh my god. No.
This is one for the books. Definitely.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay, peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Hello, you were listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Single Thread Theatre, running PXR 2026 this February. An exciting conference where live art meets extended reality. Get your tickets now. Learn more via Single Thread Theatre on Instagram. I'm Dinah Jansen, and each week this program features spoken hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario, that have been featured in our weekly Release Radar series alongside occasional interviews. Local artists can get on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In today's program, we've got a number of new releases for you to enjoy, starting with Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor's new collaborative single, Birdie. We chatted with Nolan about the new song a couple of weeks ago. Head over to CFRC.ca and check out the archives for that discussion anytime. The song, composed and written collaboratively and virtually, is inspired by the shared experiences of disconnection and isolation, but invites listeners into a space of both heartbreak and healing. Let's have a listen now to Birdie by Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor.
Little blue bird, fly away. No one ever asked you to stay. Show them why you get high in your blue sky. Just fly.
And that was Nolan Hubbard and Cassidy Taylor's lovely single Birdie right here on the Release Radar Rundown. Coming up, we'll listen to a new single by Yuta Monique called The World Ends at Sunrise, a tech single boasting high-energy groove with a danceable club-focused edge blending driving bass lines and rhythm. Here we go.
World is ending. Hold me.
We are back here on the Release Radar Rundown. That was The World Ends at Sunrise by local artist Yuta Monique. Coming up, we'll listen to some new music by 47 Teeth, whose band member Anna Robertson joined us last week to chat about the band's sophomore album, Fakers, a conversation you can also catch in our archives via CFRC.ca. The new full-length is a 9-song emo indie album that's hella focused, raw, and confident in its overall sound. And from it, we're going to listen to Radio. Enjoy.
I overheard you on the radio calling my name. You mentioned something about the weather, calling for rain. I never thought I'd hear your voice again. Well, never. I've been looking for the best in some way. Stuck it down to please on Sunday. I don't, but do you remember? I've been looking for
And that was 47 Teeth with Radio from their new album Fakers. Up next on CFRC's Release Radar Rundown, we've got a little bit of country pop for you from Abby Stewart, who has just released a new fun anthem about embracing the carefree life, letting loose, and just being yourself. Here we go with Abby Stewart's new track, Halo at Home.
I feel like I do everything right. Everything is black and white. Guys that come and go, they're in and out of my life. They always find a reason not to stay. God knows they're never gonna change. So I know what I gotta do to take back my attitude. Brought my boots, brought my heart. Brought a little trouble, I wanna start. Hide that good girl, show my stuff. Yeah, it's time for her to loosen up. Hell, there ain't no way I'm leaving here alone. Cause tonight I left my halo at home. Tonight I left my halo at home.
Love just about did me in. Never thought the hurt would end.
And that was Abby Stewart with Halo at Home here on the Release Radar Rundown, supported by Single Thread Theater, hosting this month's massive PXR 2026 Art and Extended Reality Conference. Coming up, we've got some heavier stuff with the lead single from local rockers Exigen's new three-track EP, I Am Rot. From it, we've got Disdain, a song where fast-paced instrumentation meets pure hard rock. Let's go.
Stumbling so sore. He wonders when he lost his youthful tone. I have become uncomfortably known. I can't fool myself. I will change the person I am. I must be better. The time.
And that was Exogen with Disdain. Now we'll jump into a new single by Lumpfish called Valens. Catch Lumpfish later this spring as part of CFRC's Airwave YGK Musicians in Residence program. In the meantime, let's dive into some great pop punk from the Superfund local student band. Here's Valens now on the Release Radar Rundown. And you just heard Lumpfish with their latest single, Valens. Be sure to give them a follow at Lumpfish Band on Instagram to keep up with the latest. And before signing off, today's intro and outro bed track is an older single from local singer-songwriter Julia Finnegan's album Listen to the Wallflowers called Kind of Love. And just a reminder that local musicians who want their new work amplified on social media and aired on CFRC can complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. And don't forget to follow CFRC at CFRC Music on Instagram as well. For now, we're going to end our show with the title track from local artist Ethan Churchill's new album, The Bloody Monster Club, a 9-track full-length capturing a mix of indie rock, 80s pop, surf, punk, and funk, featuring Ethan's lyrics and composition alongside mixing and mastering done by Jordan Bulos of Knives On and Mishmash. Thanks for tuning into the Release Radar Rundown, developed in partnership with the Kingston Music Office and supported by your friends at Single Thread Theater. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next week.
Ravenous, I'm gently born. CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally